With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Columbia Basin Development League is turning to video to tell the nearly 80-year-old story of what the Columbia Basin Project means to agriculture. Executive Director Vicki Charlo says the league has been working on the project with policymakers in Olympia and Washington, D.C. for decades.
We recognize now, however, that a picture is worth a thousand words. So we're taking our story to film, and we've put together a short film that will explain the Columbia Basin Project, what it is, why it's important, and the magnitude of its size, and just raise awareness and support for that continued phase development of the Columbia Basin Project, but also for the need for continued infrastructure reinvestment for the current water projects.
Charlo says the short film will be a great learning tool.
We want to make sure that we educate the public on the renewable resource and multi-purpose benefits of the project, and then frankly, educate our viewers, if you will, on the value of the Columbia Basin Project and the overall economic health of Washington State and the role the project plays in that health. Right now, we're just in the almost completion stage of the film, and we've just started our fundraising campaign to offset some of the costs of the film and making sure that we can get it distributed widely for use in understanding the project and what it is.
Find out more about the project, the film, and the fundraising at the Columbia Basin Development League's website, cbdl.org. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.